Deluxe Home Care. This is Leah. How may I help you?
This is Shirley Keane. You just tried calling me.
Hey, yes. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling me back. How are you doing today?
Hanging in there.
Okay, that is good. I am calling because I got a note. You'll be the caregiver for... is this Shirley or is this Steven?
This is Shirley.
Oh, okay. So is Steven going to be your caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. What is the best phone number that I can reach him?
This number you need to talk to him right now?
Yes, if it's possible, please.
Okay, can you hang on for just a minute?
Sure.
Let me go get him.
Sure, no problem. Okay. I'm here.
Okay. My dog's in the way. I'm trying to get her to move.
Don't worry. It's fine.
Hey, Steve. Come here. There's another lady from there who wants to talk to you. Her name's Leah.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Steve. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
I'm
How
doing
are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. Steve, I'm not sure if you saw in the email the application that has to be filled out in order to become the caregiver for your mom.
Yes, I'm actually
okay.
in the middle of doing that.
Amazing. Okay, so one of the things that is needed in order to become approved from the state is to put in a background check. Now, there was never conducted one for you. So in order to do that, you will have to register on that. It's the FCSR. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you an email with a guide, step by step, how you have to do that. Once you've registered, just respond back on the email or call or text me, whatever you prefer. Tell me that you have been registered. I can put in a request to the background people, the FCSR, so they should be able to give me a form that it's being completed. Okay.
All right.
All clear.
Yeah, sure. I do have one question though. I actually broke my phone, so I'm waiting for my new one to come in, and I'm kind of I don't have my bank information. Can it be like a paper check, or does it have to be through the bank?
Usually we prefer it should be by bank. When is your phone being repaired?
I broke it. The screen shattered.
Shoot.
I dropped it. It shattered. It actually slid off the car and hit the ground and shattered.
Okay, so you're not sure yet when you'll be getting a new one in order for you to be able to open your bank account?
I'm actually not quite sure. They told me within a week, and it's been a week,
okay.
So I don't know.
Would you have a check so that you can avoid a check so that we can see you?
I do not. I didn't have any checks at all. I was only having a debit card, but they, since I don't have my information, they basically put my card on freeze.
Okay. Now, so then put in all the information on the bank, on the direct deposit for zero, and then we'll issue you a check for now. And then once your bank account information is back and working, we will do it as a direct deposit.
Yeah, I try to do it through an old phone, but they are not accepting my passwords. It's kind of weird because I've got the same passwords for almost everything, at least within a couple of letters or something. So.
Okay, fine. For now, it's fine.
Yeah,
but the most important thing is that you have to do now is register for the FCSR. Yeah, the background check. Yeah.
So I'm
emailing you right now.
Yep.
And you can do it over the weekend.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. I'm
amazing.
I'm
but your
this
email
one
address
look
is
at that,
still
look at that one as soon as I get
S, the one we have on file, stlsteve1380@gmail.com. Okay, amazing. So I'm going to email you shortly, okay? Amazing. Have a wonderful day.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.